Banjo Palka reporting. A group of at least five insurgents launched a pre-dawn raid today on an Afghan army unit near a military academy in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing at least 11 soldiers and wounding at least 16 more. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. This follows a weekend of tragedy in which a suicide attack left 103 dead and 235 wounded. Nazif Shahrani is a Central Asia scholar at Indiana University.
One possibility is that for the first time, I think under this president, maybe there is pressure on, more pressure, direct pressure on Pakistan, and that Pakistanis are cornered and they're using their proxies, essentially the Taliban, to send messages to the United States.
President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceit in the fight against terrorism, with the U.S. suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in security assistance. Yemen's Prime Minister Ahmed bin Dakar is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting on Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. It broke out when President Hadi ignored separatist demands to fire Dagher for corruption. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the detention of three men pending an investigation into an attack on former anti-corruption watchdog chief Hisham Genena. Genena had been working to elect a former military chief of staff to unseat President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi March voting. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from police detention in Moscow after thousands of pro-opposition marchers rallied against a March election expected to extend President Vladimir Putin's term in the Kremlin. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to an unauthorized rally in central Moscow. Earlier, police raided his Moscow headquarters, breaking into the office. Officials claim someone had reported a bomb threat. Here in the U.S., key Republicans have voiced strong support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's handling of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, but split on whether Congress needs to approve legislation to block President Trump from firing Mueller. If he does, this is what South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says is going to happen.
Everybody in the White House knows it'd be the end of the President Trump's presidency if he fired Mr. Mueller.
President Trump last week reiterated his longstanding contention that there was no collusion between him and Russian interests to help him defeat his Democratic challenger in the 2016 election. The European Union said today that it's ready to react swiftly if the U.S. restricts its exports after President Trump threatened to confront the bloc over what he calls its very unfair trade policy. Mr. Trump said in an interview with Britain's ITV broadcast on Sunday that he had a lot of problems with the EU on trade. A Commission spokesman, Margaritis Schinas, told a news conference that the European Union did not view trade as a zero-sum game.
It is not about winners and losers. We here in the European Union believe that trade can and should be win-win.
Washington last week imposed tariffs of 20% on imported washing machines and 30% on incoming solar cells, among the first unilateral trade restrictions made by the administration. The European Commission said that it regretted the U.S. move.
The European Union stands ready to react swiftly and appropriately in case our exports are affected by any restrictive trade measures from the United States.
It said it had serious doubts that the move by Mr. Trump met World Trade Organization conditions. The Colombia rebel group, the National Urban War Front of the ELN, is suspected of weekend bombings that killed seven police and injured dozens of others days after the government sought a new ceasefire. Authorities finally blamed drug gangs over the attacks. Five police officers were killed and 41 injured by a bomb that exploded at their station during the morning roll call. It was one of the deadliest attacks on security personnel in recent years. This is Joe Palka reporting for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from